say. Say, can you verify this for me? I mean, some people here don't understand. I mean, what is soul?
Allora, adesso te lo dico io. Cos'è soul? Non importa come lo fai. Più alto possibile, meglio è. Pensavi di saperlo tutto. Nel suono giù nell'Atlantico. Col miglior ritmo su questo pianeta. Canta se vuoi, non ti sbaglierai. Accendi questa bomba. Londra è il posto dove troverai questo ritmo. Sono nato nel sud.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. That's us right now, and this is your host. Actually, it's not Groove on the Wireless. The show has been renamed to Plague Tapes, but it used to go out on Friday, and I get confused. And so, Plague Tapes 13. We didn't do a show yesterday because, well, you know, it's just been busy. It's been crazy. Life has been pretty strange. Today I got the news that my mother has tested positive, so she is, as suspected, fighting COVID-19 in a nursing home. So I don't think there's going to be much chatter out of me. I wanted to do a show on a Friday because we'll try and get some news coming up later on with Andrew, but I also wanted to do a show because on Fridays are kind of important. It's still the weekend, we still need to keep ourselves sane in the middle of all this lockdown stuff. So it's still public service broadcasting. It's on Radioactive International. Shout out to the other DJs who are doing shows at the moment. I think the DJ Bambina is doing shows. I know that the Hope shows are going up, and also I know that Derek is doing shows, Derek Mouthpiece. So that's all great. This show tonight is composed of 7 inches, so they're all singles, and that was the challenge, and I relished it, and I might tell you something about some of the tunes in the middle of it, and then again I might not, who knows. Plague Tapes 13, random, well random.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come love, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come love, baby.
This might be the lost but soul. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come love the baby. In walked luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked tall, act fine. Back down where you once belonged.
20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come brother for baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you baby for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
It's not your time.
Oh my God, life is just wasting away. Singing what I gathering, gathering. I'm just a tamarind, tamarind. The time is just a big, big gathering. Poor mama got to hold her belly. Today I said stop
time.
Stop
time.
Cha 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 cha. Stop the fighting. And just go about fighting. People stop all the fighting. Cause every time you read the headline, six dead and 19 gone to jail. Lord my God, what is it? Say we stop all the fighting. I'm singing at the dread tonight. I'm singing at the dread to fight. They show them that the dread is right. Lord, I see that dread to fight. Show them if the dread is delight. In the dread to fight. They show them in the show unite. Them to show a little unity. Said I want them to show a little unity. Tell them that them show some mercy. Say they want them so to God some unity. Unity is strength. My people, if we do not unite, how will we survive?
Today,
the ones in Johannesburg, silent to the ones in Rhodesia. Living in those in Johannesburg, living in the south of Angola. I will want in Saudi Arabia, the one in the
un Saudi Arabia. Yo me pudiste de Jamaica.
Bump, that was the start, all right. That was Ambush, Dub Ambush. That was Bob Marley and the Wailers, and we went into a little reggae. There was something about chanting down Babylon. I think Junior Biles was involved in that. And there was Big Youth, 16 Dead and 9 Gone to Jail in the middle of all that. But yeah, Babylon is doing us no favours in the middle of this plague. We're going to go on with some pop, I think, next.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart, it will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. And everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Mm-hmm. your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's got a everybody's gotta learn sometime. Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I brown eyes.
In the wilds of Borneo, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, das ist gut, say, fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
That is really annoying because that cuts off much earlier than it should do, I think. There's definitely a really funky riff in the middle of all that. That was Ian Dury and the Blockheads with Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. That all of the music that's coming out tonight on Play Tapes 13 is all from 7-inch singles. And they're amazing, they're really sturdy and they stand the test of time. I even played one tonight that had a crack. It's actually physically cracked, but it's still played. I think the Randy Crawford, isn't it? One Day I'll Fly Away. That was probably the most surface noise I think we've ever had on the show. And I know there's a lot of surface noise on this show. The more vinyl you play, the more surface noise there is. And as John Peel said, life, mate, comes with surface noise. Okay, so the next up, I think we have, like, all of this is basically pop. I think popular music, because that's what gets produced on 7-inches. And I think it's Prince that's coming your way next. And then there's a bit of Spiritualized, and there's a bit of, there's lots of stuff. And at the end of this next set, I think we'll go straight into the news with Andrew, and then I'll try and lash this show up so it's ready to go, and hope you enjoy it. Look out for other shows on Radioactive, and, you know, link in with me, tell me what you're enjoying, if you come up with a good tune that needs to be heard, or how you're surviving this lockdown, then pass on the information, let us know how you're doing. And, you know, we stick together, we'll get through it. Battle on. Holding our own. That's basically what it's all about. People holding their own at this stage, but actually leaning in and getting support whilst doing so. Okay, come on, Prince. You purple prince of pop. Hit me with your tunes. We'll be right back.
ball, so do we. A bomb from the sky is the perfect crime. Shoulder on shoulder and beat the Beatles and the Stones. Suck them out of bone. Put the V in Vietnam. The Beatles and the Stones made it good to be alone. Being 17, locked in the park and his smile. Soft from the school, cut by the rule. Oh, I'm dazed and I'm dazed and I'm dazed. Beatles and the Stones, suck the marrow out of bone. Put the V in Vietnam. The Beatles and the Stones made it good. Suck the marrow out of bone. Put the V in Vietnam. The Beatles and the Stones made it good to be alone.
Time between. Thank you. computer. I don't know what to do. is take the bank or split right now. Do not go home, do not pack, nothing. 30 seconds flat from now, we are gone on our separate ways. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's
M.O.? Is that they're good? Once it escalated into a murder 1B for all of them after they killed the first two guards, they didn't hesitate. Pop guard number three, because what difference does it make?
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money's insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to walk. This is my operation. I have tactical command that supersedes your rank. They will walk away, and you will let them.
Thank you. My video tape, my video.
Surface noise and the crackle of a 7-inch single fading into the distance. That was Jigsaw the album. Videotape is definitely the single. It was the B-side of a single. That was Radiohead. Before that, you heard various things. You heard Come Together. You had Andy Weatherall in the mix there, doing all that production, heavy lifting. Primal Scream, you had a bit of DJ Shadow, you had Prince, you had Joy Division. Look, lots of pop. Okay, so we're at that section of the show where we're going to do the news. I do have a buzzer. Do I have a buzzer? Let's try something else in terms of... Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to do this. This is, comes from a foghorn that can be wound up, and I wound it up in a lighthouse. So that's going to be your trigger warning from now on. Yes, I hope you like your new trigger warning horn that can be wound up. I think that was in a lighthouse in Hookhead where I wound it up. Anyway, Andrew's with us, and we are going to get straight into the news on Plague Tapes 13. Probably about a month since the lockdown now. 4 weeks from the 12th of March.
3 weeks.
No, you did this the other day.
Did I? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the end of, like, Thursday was 4 weeks. Yesterday was 4 weeks from the 12th of March.
3 weeks.
Okay. I think people are going to find... I'm going to do the maths.
It's 3 weeks. I know it's 3 weeks because I'm tracking the 23-day mark. Right. So that's over the weekend. That's the average time of death from people who get infected. So it's a significant one because that's where we hopefully hit the increase peak.
Yeah.
It's getting harder tracking these numbers because every day it's more people dying, it's more people with cases, and you have to try and extract the positive out of that.
Yeah.
So cases, 422 new ones today, which now sounds massive, but in fact that's back to that 11% increase.
Right.
We've been consistently banging up and down around 11% now for about 6 days. So I think it's reasonable to take that as
our
what we
normal.
Managed to knock it down to.
Yeah.
It's too high. The problem is we need to get it to zero, right? Yeah. And then we need to push it negative. But it's a lot less than 33%. Like, it's literally the difference between the current cases, which are just short of 4,500, and it currently being at about 25,000. If we'd been at 33%, we'd be somewhere in that region. Big jump in deaths today, up to 22. That almost doubled from the previous day. But if you do a running total, it's about a 22% increase, I think. The average age of everybody who's died to death. Is 84.
Right.
So we've seen similar patterns in other countries where the same thing happened as happened here, which is it initially bad outbreaks in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And because those people are quite old and a lot of them are in the final stages of life anyway, they die quite quickly. Whereas other people, you're getting that average effect. So that's what we're seeing. So what's generally happened is there's then been a dip and then there's been a rise again after that dip as it passes through that.
Right.
That's one of the things I've been looking at.
So we're probably expecting that we're going to start seeing that the average age come down because it's going to start affecting people.
Yeah, the average, I think the average age of infection is 48.
Right.
Right. And we know that if providing the ICUs don't get packed out, it mostly will be killing older people with a scattering of younger people.
Yeah.
If the ICUs get packed out, well, ventilators, if all that sort of stuff, people will be familiar with it. If they run out, then actually it starts to get a lot more democratic, for lack of a better term.
And how are we in terms of ICU units? Do we know? Do we have any information about how many people are in them at this stage already?
Oh, right. Yes, we do. It's I think as of today, it's 110. About 150 people have been through them. Of them, I think 31... have recovered enough to go out of ICU and 15 died.
Right.
So that seems to be a typical international ratio, about 2-to-1 recovery. So in other words, if somebody goes into ICU, their odds are not great.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the people they're selecting to do that in a lot of countries are the younger ones anyway. So there's all that maths going on as well with that.
And you mentioned before about ICU nurses, that was another issue.
Yeah, it's not just the thing is, an ICU is not a machine or a room. It's also a room and a machine that you can't build them quickly or anything. So we have, I think, about 500 after they took over. So what they basically did is they took over the private sector hospital ones, but also any operating theatre type setup can be turned into an ICU. It's got the necessary equipment.
Yeah.
So basically what they've done is they've done all that and they got from 270 to somewhere around 500 that way. But it's also the specialist staff. Like, it's a lot of real high specialities because in an ICU, you're essentially keeping somebody alive who would otherwise die.
Yeah.
And that takes staff who've got lots of different range of skills. And then you have to do that over 24 hours. And so the other thing is that those staff get exhausted. So that's why there's kind of like ICU thing, there's a limit. Now, COVID is kind of complicated because the... like a lot of people can be kept alive on less complex ventilator type setups, so I don't really know what the number is realistically in that, but there's maybe 1,300 ventilators, 500 ICUs.
Okay.
So some of them will be really critical and have to have ICUs. Some of them can be ventilators, and we know that's typically 4-5% of cases.
Right. Okay.
So they're the sort of maths that you're talking about.
And what did you say? There was about 120 people already in ICUs.
It's and that's going to get worse because there's a lag between cases and needing ICU treatment.
Yeah, of course.
So
you
know, we're probably realistically we're well on the path to having 250 people needing them. Okay. Now there is, I think there's something worth saying here, which is I said there were like I made it about 45 people have been through them, 50 people, 15 died, 31 got out.
Yeah.
That's actually though another 45 spaces for other people to go into.
Yeah.
So in terms of that whole flattening the curve discussion,
yeah,
that's already been created. So that's literally 45 people that otherwise would have died, and well, by the time we fill them, that'll be even higher. So I think in terms of understanding
how important it is.
Yeah, how important, and the sacrifices people have made and all the rest, that actually you're already talking about, you know, a significant number of people. You know, somebody's birthday party full of people, basically, sort of number. And that will go up by the time we hit it. So.
I was going to ask about any extra additional information or any information coming out of the north. So I haven't heard anything.
No. So far, the death rate is matching us.
Right.
Whereas the UK is, the rest of the UK is three times us. So,
right. Okay.
So they're in a better situation. I'm hoping that's because, like us, there was a big community-led shutdown and stuff. Like, a lot of people just said, okay, I'm not going to the pub, I'm staying home, whatever.
Yeah.
Culturally, obviously, you know, north and south are very similar, so that is quite possible. But our death rate is now reflecting where we shut the schools. That's 23 days.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's why I knew how long it was. That's the period we're going into this weekend.
Okay.
So that's why we might start to see a reduction in that, you know. Like, it's averages, so it's a little more complicated.
But there's going
to
be a lag because the North didn't shut their schools for another 2 weeks or something.
So maybe they start to diverge at this point, and it'll probably be the case that the UK rate shoots to the roof.
I also heard that we were sending PPE stuff up to the North.
There was a question on that, and the answer was, there's so much going on, I don't really know.
Right, okay.
We would certainly help them if they asked for it.
Right.
But we don't know. We're in contact every day, so I think that wasn't terribly clear.
Okay. And then you were also, we talked before. Oh, that's the other warning. I couldn't get rid of that warning. That's the buzzer from Family Fortunes. We were talking about what was happening in that ship. Didn't we tell people about that ship before already?
The aircraft carrier.
So the aircraft carrier, there's been some developments in the aircraft carrier.
So that American aircraft carrier
where is it off the coast?
Off the coast of Guam, which is an island in the Pacific.
Yeah.
About 4,000 aircraft carriers, done in which space, everybody's packed on top of each other. So the captain kind of essentially wrote a letter and then distributed so widely that it essentially got leaked. That was probably his intention, saying he wanted to dock and let most of the sailors off and keep just the skeleton crew on. So they fired him today, which was not unexpected. And there's quite a remarkable video of him leaving the ship, and you can hear what sounds like the entire crew chanting his name as he goes down the gangplank, you know, for quite a period of time. So it's kind of interesting because, like, particularly if you think about American politics and Trump and all that sort of stuff, like, the military is his big support base, and that's almost a mutiny in terms of what's happening here. And if those sailors have any wisdom at all, they'll have a proper mutiny and actually get themselves off that ship, because there's no way you can isolate in those conditions.
That's incredible, really.
The one thing I wanted to...
We'll put that a link up. If we get that video, we've got that video.
Stick the audio in anyway. The one thing I did want to go... So my thing today that I'm really angry about is the British Medical Journal published this article this morning, where they were basically saying that the lockdown was already unsuccessful because so many people had it, and it was doing so much damage to the economy that they should just cancel the whole thing, right?
Okay.
And basically, I'll tell you what that is. That's a load of wealthy doctors looking at the stock portfolio, and they've lost about a quarter of its value in the last week. That's true. That's about right. And
just like our pension funds.
So either they're cynically reading the data, or they just... That's just the way they view the world, so they're doing it. So they've started this argument that basically that there's so many asymptomatic cases, i.e. people who have it but don't have symptoms, that it's transmitted everywhere and that you can't possibly stop it.
Right.
And basically it's a load of bollocks.
Right.
I mean, the example they tried to do this off, and I'll just talk about this, I've much longer Twitter thread on it.
Right.
Look up Andrew Flood on Twitter and you'll find it. And really, I think everybody should have a look and be outraged by this. But so the example they used was China in the last couple of days kind of stepped up its contact testing.
Right.
And they discovered that about 80% of the people they tested were asymptomatic. Right?
Right.
So they weren't showing symptoms, but they were positive. So this lot were trying to say, oh, this means 80% of, you know, that you're only detecting 20% of cases.
Right.
But we know it takes 5 days for symptoms to appear, right?
Yeah.
So actually, a much more reasonable interpretation is Chinese are now testing people who are suspect really fast.
Yeah.
They're catching the cases before the symptoms show, right?
Yeah.
And even in terms of the Chinese data, there's kind of proof of that, because there's a subset of the Chinese data, which is people flying back to China. So they're testing everybody getting off the planes.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they're also finding people positive coming off the planes. Almost none of those are asymptomatic, right? So in other words, the only possible explanation for why a plane load of people coming in could be different from the general population is that the general population you're testing now, the plane load, well, you don't know how long it is before they've actually been tested.
Of course.
I'm not a bloody doctor, right? This paper was written by a couple of doctors, reported on by another doctor. If I can look at that and in 30 seconds see, well, wait a minute, your data makes no bloody sense. Yeah, there's no excuse for these lads. And the thing is, there's a whole avalanche of this coming now from the wealthy who want to get us back to work. Yeah. You've got
because they're worried about their portfolio.
Because they're worried about the portfolio. Yeah, yeah. So you've got both the Brits and the Germans are talking about giving people a COVID recovered passport to say you've got immunity, which means you get to go to the pub. And obviously, what one of the things that will do is
you get to go back to work.
And also, people try and get it deliberately because they'll be fed up with the lockdown and they'll go, "Oh, I'm 23. Yeah. I'm probably not going
to
get killed with
this."
Completely cynical exercise. And the thing is, the way they're proposing to do this is these antibody tests, right? They're not accurate. They're at best they have about 90% accuracy if you're. If you've had it for 28 days, because you need the antibodies to build up.
Right.
So there's
no real way of proving anything.
Yeah. And the impact of doing this would have would a lot of people trying to get it, so they could be the ones that go to the pub. Yeah. That means your actual case rates shoot through the roof.
Yeah.
You're back to the herd immunity
undo,
strategy.
You undo all the good work. Yeah,
so,
all the
like,
good work.
I'm shocked, horrified, outraged, and all the other adjectives. So those adjectives you might throw in there. Do have a look at that, and you should be outraged too, because we've had a whole load of things where basically, capitalism kills is a slogan you'd occasionally see people using. But I was saying earlier, like in terms of the climate crisis, it's killing us in 50 years time or 100 years time, not bloody 23 days. I mean, what this sort of stuff is, you're back to that 23 day thing. So, sailors on the aircraft carrier heading towards a mutiny, they've got completely the right idea.
Yeah, exactly. We should all learn from them.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for that. I think we'll probably play one more track and then that's Plague Tapes to Routine. We'll talk to you all again on Monday. All right, bye.
Smooches. Come get your smooches. You're such a little maker. Set it up the rhythm. Make my body light. My barrel's pointing at your double side. Just get on down and make me feel all. Come get it. Smooches. You're my coochie. And we're going to smooches. Smooch on. Been knowing you for such a long time. Through my illusions, I'm making mine. Respect yourself and just don't forget. Baby, what you need, you know you're gonna get. Smooches. Just you, all your cool.
second.